Interesting question here. Thank you for the person who asked it. Where does video making fit into overall business strategy or authentic business framework? So how does our YouTube efforts, how does that fit into your overall business? I'm actually really curious what you would say about that. Before I give my response, I always invite you to share your response if you'd like to. So you can think about it. If those of you who are live here can obviously chat in the live chat. Those of you who are watching this later, if you have something you want to write in the comments below, I welcome that. Pause this recording before continuing, and I'd love to see your comments below if you'd like. So yeah, there's some interesting responses in the live chat, which you'll see in the comments below when we get to copy pasting those. But I'll share with you what my thoughts are. How does YouTube or video making fit into the overall business strategy? I think about it probably a little differently than most people. I mean, most people are going to say, "Hey, oh, it's going to get me clients." Is there any other answer? It's going to get me more followers, therefore get me more clients. That's it. Or maybe it'll get me a date and I'll find the love of my life kind of thing. Yeah, that's some people will say that way, but who are single, hopefully. Here's what I say about this. When you make videos, right, what you're doing is, well, if you do it the way we're talking about, authentic YouTube mastery. So when you make videos and you're willing to show up as authentically as possible, sharing your honest thoughts, you're vulnerable, you're courageously sharing the deepest parts of your experience, and also compassionately responding to the wants of your ideal clients, your audience members, you know, the things we I've already given you several prompts. Okay, I'm not sure where I'm going to situate this lesson, but I give you several prompts in this course that I think are the most important prompts for video making. And by answering those questions, you're helping to meet the market where it's at, but also you're learning to express your energy signature. And as you practice expressing your energy signature and meeting the market where it's at, well, I'll just say this: as you express your energy signature, right, one is that you become more authentically you. At least you become a public version of yourself that you feel authentic about, rather than a performed and fake public version of yourself, which is actually, sadly, I think that's what a lot of video creators have become. They become inauthentic, performed, you know, performance driven. Oh, this is what the algorithm wants here. I'm going to do this. Hey, look at these words popping up. You know, that's the age old, you know, making fun of Instagram influencers. I'm going to dance. Every time I see someone dancing on Instagram, I'm like, you're a monkey. You're a monkey right now. Why are you doing dancing on Instagram? You're just trying to get views or whatever. I mean, sorry, I'm sorry. Some people genuinely love dancing and they want to show that off. But I'm like, okay, if you're a dance instructor, I get it. I don't know. I'm so judgmental about people on video. I apologize. But especially dancing and pointing and words popping up. I mean, come on. Oh, please. Okay. It's like, is that natural of you? Do you like go around with your friends and go, hey, I'm going to dance and words going to pop up here? No. Right. Okay. Maybe in the virtual reality world, that's more natural. But when you express your energy signature, what happens is you become more powerfully you, number one. And number two, you'll notice of the parts of you that are more powerfully you, which ones resonate the most with your ideal audience. So like you explore yourself, you notice what resonates with the world, and you find that sweet spot intersection in the middle, and that's your calling. Or at least that's your video calling. That's the purpose, the sort of the what life is calling you toward, what the market also is calling you toward, in terms of this is what we want from you. And the more you find that sweet spot and lean into it, we're going to talk about analytics later in this course, so we'll help you find that sweet spot. But the more you find that sweet spot and lean into it, the more naturally your ideal people find you. You grow your views in front of the ideal people. It might not be thousands of views per video. It might be hundreds of views per videos, or even a few dozen views per video, but it's the right people because you're being yourself, truly. And you're talking about things that matter to them as well, your ideal. And then, of course, that fits into your whole strategy because you become more authentically powerful, which filters into all parts of your business. And number two, of course, you get more ideal followers and you can be your real self in front of them. Of course, it's great for offers. You could make offers that you really love. You can, really talk about things you love and all that stuff. So that's how I see video as a part of the whole. It's really content strategy as part of the whole authentic business framework. I hope this is helpful.